This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone, the all-in-one language app. With Rosetta Stone, you'll have everything you need to learn a language and use it in the real world. They offer immersive lessons, writing prompts, and engaging activities to prepare you for real-life conversations. You can pick and choose the lessons that work best for you and create a personalized experience that's both fun and engaging. Get ready for life's adventures with 50% off for I Know Dino listeners at rosettastone.com/dino. Hello and welcome to I Know Dino. This bonus episode comes courtesy of Skeptoid. Skeptoid has consistently been one of the top-ranked social science podcasts since 2006. They've won multiple awards, including the Best Educational Podcast from the Podcast Awards and the Best Science Podcast from the Stitcher Awards. This episode, Hunting the Mokele Mbembe, covers the myth of a dinosaur living in the African rainforest. You might have heard of Mokele Mbembe before. It pops up from time to time when people are talking about sauropods. The Skeptoid episode has a very similar feel to me because I feel that it's similar to Sabrina's Dinosaur of the Day, but instead of being a real dinosaur, it's a dinosaur myth. And that's really Skeptoid's wheelhouse, getting into all the nitty-gritty details about fantastical claims and then boiling them down to where they came from. So without further ado, here is a clip from Skeptoid episode 727, Hunting the Mokele Mbembe.
The Mokele Mbembe is said to hide in the rivers and lakes of the Congo Basin and other places throughout Africa. In 1992, one Japanese film crew flying over a lake took some footage of something leaving a wide V-shaped wake as it moves across the surface of a lake. Though it was much too far away to make out any detail in the blurry, standard-definition video, it's often shown freeze-framed on a shot that shows what appears to be a long neck sticking out of the water ahead of a large blob. Most people who watch it feels it looks more like two people in a canoe. Well, one strike against this being a sauropod is that we now know they couldn't have spent time with their bodies submerged, as water pressure would have made it impossible for them to expand their lungs to breathe. Nevertheless, relict sauropods are nearly universally given as the identity of the Mokele Mbembe, hiding underwater in rivers and lakes. Yet, as noted, it is widely promoted as plausible, if not proven. Famous cryptozoologists have devoted volumes to attempting to prove this as fact. Expeditions to this day continue, and of course, Mokele Mbembe's greatest boost came from a 2009 episode of the TV show Monster Quest, which presented a team of people, described as scientists, who went to prove its reality. As the result of all this attention, there are two basic points that the average person on the street, who has heard of the Mokele Mbembe, knows about it. First, there are legitimate scientists interested in it and doing research on it. And second, the creature has a long history in the region and is well known to local residents. The average person, who's unfamiliar with the skeptical process and innocently watches TV science channels in good faith, can be easily forgiven for accepting both of these points. However, I would argue that there's an enormous red flag warning that a heavy dose of skepticism is warranted. You will not find Mokele Mbembe chewing on some plants in a pond at the zoo, and you will not find its bones mounted and labeled at your local natural history museum. African rangers do not encounter its carcass as they do elephants and rhinos. You will not even find it in any taxonomical reference of all the Earth's animals. The only other creatures of which these are true are Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. Thus, I would suggest that it's perfectly fair to go back and scrutinize our two points. First, that science has dedicated trained professionals to finding the creature. And second, that it's well known to the local populations and has a long history there. Let's start with this point. The first thing we learn is that Mokele Mbembe is only one specific name in a vast, incredibly vague field. Africa is big and enormously culturally diverse. The number of local legends throughout the continent is too large to count. For any creature you can imagine, a local legend somewhere matches it. in a land where real giants like hippos and elephants exist, of course there are going to be innumerable legends of other large beasts. Mokele Mbembe is just one whose name happens to have trickled down into Western literature and become known to Western cryptozoologists. But like all the others, no evidence supports its existence. It is really just another story.
You can get more history on the myth in the full Skeptoid episode, 727, Hunting the Mokele Mbembe. I think it's fascinating to hear how these legends can develop into a story about a real dinosaur living out in the world. It's so interesting. You can also go to skeptoid.com/episodes/4727, and I'll put a link for that in the show notes for this episode. And consider subscribing to Skeptoid if you want to hear more debunking. In addition to covering other cryptozoology, they talk about UFOs, quote-unquote alternative science, and other topics that could use a healthy dose of skepticism. And you can get Skeptoid wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Skeptoid, and that's spelled S-K-E-P-T-O-I-D.